Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. I'm Dave Wilson. Jason French, of course, is here, our lawn and garden expert from Stutzman's, to answer your lawn and garden questions at 316-869-1330, 316-869-1330. You can also send your question to the KNSS Facebook page this morning. Hello, Jason. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm all right. I'm a little windswept, but pretty good.
Yeah, we've had the winds here the last couple of days. Of course, we are in Kansas, right? We're used to the wind here a little bit. But here we are starting the weekend, going to be a warm weekend. What are some things going on at Stutzman's, Jason?
You know, we've got a lot of different things going on. We've talked about it, you know, in the past with all of our summer product coming in, all those heat-loving things that, as long as we remember to water them, we'll love the kind of weather we're having right now. And then a few new things have come into the garden centers. I believe we have hardy hibiscus now available at all of the locations. I know people have really been asking about that. And then just starting this morning, we've got a special going on with hanging baskets and planters, and it's a buy two get one free special, kind of mix and match however you'd like on that. So some good deals, some new product, and plants that like summer out at Stutzman's.
All right, a lot going on, and generally the lantana is your June plant of the month. And what do you love about lantana, Jason?
You know, one, the colors. I mean, it's just so, it's so bright. And, you know, those, usually it's in yellows and oranges and, you know, like hot pink. And there are some whites and some more purple on some of the spreading ones, but really bright colors usually. And then extremely heat tolerant. And, you know, when planted in a proper size container, fairly drought tolerant as well. So good summer plant. Don't really have any bug problems to speak of usually, so that's another good bonus for the lantana. And then the sizes of the varieties you can get are really conducive to whatever situation you have. There's, you know, little lucky kinds if you're doing a mixed container or maybe a small hanging basket, things like that, where it doesn't get so big. And then, you know, other varieties may be a little more upright and be, you know, a couple of feet tall for ground planting or that backdrop in a big container. So a lot of good uses with lantana.
Yeah, let's talk about attracting certain you know, insects to our garden, Jason, like bees. What are some ways that we can do that to make sure we get some bees there in our garden?
You know, and that is a really important thing that we need to do, especially if we're growing cucumbers, squashes, any of those melons, anything in that family. They have a male flower that just is a flower and a little stem, and they have a female flower that has a little version of the fruit, and then the flower is hooked to the end of it. And that one has to get pollen from one male flower to one female flower. And so we do need pollinators, bees, and things for that. So, you know, so planting a good variety of some different kinds of flowers around to attract those pollinators, bees in particular, things that have usually you tend to think of things that have a nice center to the flower that usually has the pollen. Bees are different than the butterflies. The butterflies drink that nectar out of the flower where bees are gathering the pollen to take with them. So we need things that have that nice center for them. And so, zinnias are a good one for that. I've got a shrub out front, Hypericum or St. John's wort, it's called, and I just sat and watched the bees for about 2 minutes yesterday. There was probably 30 of them on it just gathering up that pollen. So just having a nice variety of those types of flowers around. Lantana is a good draw for all of those pollinators with its bright yellow and big, powerful flower power on it. So a lot of good plants, but just getting a variety around there, they will find what they were needing them to pollinate. And then bees have this great ability to go back home and tell everybody else. So if there's a food source there, they'll keep returning as well.
Yeah, pretty fascinating process right there. What about attracting hummingbirds? So similar things there, or would you something different?
Similar things are going to be good for them, but if our focus is on hummingbirds, we want to be sure and add some plants that have that more tubular type of flower. Agastache has got a common name of hummingbird mint. It has these long, narrow flowers that their little beak fits in to get the nectar out of. Petunias, they like the petunias a lot. I'll see them on checking out the lantanas as well. But things that have more of that open, deeper flower to them. I think every time I've grown red mandevilla, it's kind of a little vining tropical plant, that bright red and that trumpet-shaped flower, they are drawn right to it. So any of that flower will get them to the neighborhood to check everything out. But if you have some of those types with that long, deep flower, think of that hummingbird's beak, and it has to be able to go down into something to get that nectar out of it.
Yeah, that's a good point right there. Fergie's got a question on the KNSS Facebook page this morning, and she's asking, what are the benefits of applying compost to my lawn?
You know, compost is probably one of the best things that can be added to our soils in Kansas. Being the bottom of an ancient riverbed and then a grass prairie land after that, we don't have a lot of good organic matter in the soils. That ancient time, that was a lot of silt and sand, so a lot of areas have that kind of thing. Some areas it was really fine and you get clays, and grass didn't really add a huge organic layer to our soil. So that compost worked in there in our sandier soils. It will kind of help hold water, and then as it breaks down, it's going to help make that dark, rich soil we think of when you think of good soil for planting. If I have a more clay situation, getting that compost down into it, the pieces of compost are bigger than the pieces in your clay. You can't hardly feel the grit in clay. So it actually will open it up and let water in and out a lot better. So, regardless of what kind of soil we have, that's probably the number one thing we can add to improve our soils.
All right. Thank you for the question this morning, Fergie. And again, if you've got a question for Jason, 316-869-1330 is the number to call this morning. That's 316-869-1330. And you can also do what Fergie did and send your question to the KNSS Facebook page as well. Let's talk about ground covers. Jason, I've read that this is a good time of the year maybe to plant those. What are some tips for planting ground covers?
Ground covers, taking a look at what kind of area we're wanting to cover. Is it, very sunny? Is it an area maybe under a group of trees that don't get much sun? So, figuring out our exposure is pretty important. And then figuring out your spacing, too, as far as what kind of ground cover it is. Some kinds just tend to kind of spread and the clump just gets bigger as it goes. Other ones, I have a nice patch of this yellow and maroon ajuga in one of my little shadier areas, and as it puts out little runners, they root in and make a new plant. And so, you know, that kind spreads a little bit faster and a little bit thicker than some of the more clumping ones. And so, you know, that'll affect your spacing, how many plants you need to get it to cover that area in a reasonable amount of time. And then, you know, like anything, when it's new, we need to be sure we're giving it some extra water this time of year to get it established and going.
All right. Good tips there for ground covers. I was reading that lawn and garden product sales have grown about 7% over the last year in the U.S. A big part of that is lawnmower sales. Now, if someone's in the market for a new mower, what are some things to consider, Jason?
Well, one thing I would look at is the size of your property, you know, whether we need a walk behind, a bigger mower, or maybe a rider, or something even bigger. So, you know, getting the one to fit the size you need, it's kind of ridiculous if you have 800 square feet of grass and you have a 60-inch zero-turn giant mower and you're done in, you know, 50 seconds. I don't know if I would invest in that. But, you know, one other thing to think about, and I know people have had pretty good luck with them, if you don't have a real big lawn, you know, some of the new electrics have the bigger batteries and they're able to mow, you know, a small to average size lawn without having to recharge. That's kind of nice. You don't have to mess with gas and all of those types of things. And then, you know, other things going to be more options. You know, do I want it self-propelled? Do I push it? You know, things like that. But, you know, main things is just the right mower for the amount of grass you need to mow. And then, you know, what you're going to use for a power source.
Yeah, in this article, it said that the zero-turn mowers are very popular right now, make up most of the sales.
And those are great. Like I said, probably not the best if you just have a little tiny piece of grass, but much quicker for mowing. You think of, you know, like the lawn tractor, it only has a pretty wide radius of a circle. So a lot of times you're, you know, turning, backing up, and then going back the same way, where the zero turn ones, you just go and you can turn one wheel and not the other, and you could almost pivot right on a spot. And so you don't have as much of that backing up and, you know, getting everything lined up to make the next pass. So pretty, and they've gotten to where they're really pretty reliable now as far as maintenance and things on those types.
So when it comes to cutting our lawn this week, how short should we be cutting our lawn, Jason?
Well, it's going to be pretty windy and pretty hot, so I would probably make sure I was up to my summertime mowing, which on a fescue, you know, probably 3 to 4 inches. I would bring it up a notch from what we've been mowing it through the springs. You know, I'm guessing our rains are going to become a little less frequent, and as we're hot and windy, that tends to dry the soil out. So if we mow a little bit taller, we've got a little more plant to shade that soil and reduce that water loss, so that would be helpful as well. Now, if you got all of these big rains of the last week and you haven't been able to mow and the lawn is just way overgrown, you know, you may have to put it up pretty high, mow it once, set it then where it's supposed to be and run over it a second time. We don't want to try to cut off, you know, 4 inches of grass at once. You're just going to end up with clumps and chunks on the lawn, even if you have a mulching blade. That's just a lot of material to try to mulch up. And if you're bagging, well, you're going to be full in one pass. So sometimes being able to mow a little quicker and a little faster at that higher rate and then doing it again, you may even end up saving time from not having to, you know, clean up a mess when you're done.
Yeah, absolutely. You're listening to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show this morning. If you have a question about your lawn or garden for Jason, 869-1330 is the number, area code 316-869-1330. You can also send it to the KNSS Facebook page. That is what Grant has done. And Jason, he says he's got yellow stripes in his lawn. What are those and can he treat them?
Well, I would have to maybe look a little closer to be 100% sure, but a couple of possibilities that I see, you know, sometimes with moisture and different types of grass, some grow a little bit faster and it's maybe a little taller when we're cutting it, and you'll get some yellowing that way. If that's the case, you know, as we even things out and are able to mow and all that, usually kind of takes care of itself. I have seen, particularly if we fertilize with a drop spreader, which as you go, it just drops the fertilizer straight down. If we don't overlap correctly, you will get some yellow streaks that didn't get the fertilizer dropped on it like the other part. And that one's a little tougher. It usually kind of has to grow out, or, you know, because it's kind of hard to just fertilize that little strip. But something to think about on that. And then the other thing I'm just beginning to see a little bit of is some fungus in the lawns. And a lot of times that'll be kind of a yellowish off color, brownish patch. But if you're mowing while it's kind of damp and all, your mower can actually pull that along and you'll get some long streaks of kind of that yellow browning. And so, you know, something like that we would want to treat with a fungicide. The one we carry for lawns is called F-Stop, and that will help cure where it's already infected, and then it will protect the other areas. So might have to take a little closer look and see what's going on as far as the cause of that yellow streak.
All right, Grant, thank you so much for your question this morning on the KNSS Facebook page. You can send your question that way. You can also call us at 316-869-1330, 316-869-1330. Let's talk about tomato plants for a second here. Jason, I saw an article on your Facebook page about cures for tomato plant problems. Maybe let's talk about what are some to look out for and what are some good solutions.
Yeah, and that is one of the things I have been seeing, as well as getting some calls about, and I've had some samples brought in. With a lot of that moist weather we've had, there's a couple of problems that have been pretty common the last few days, and one of them, and I've seen it in other plants as well, some cucumbers, some beans, or some fungus issues, and usually that'll involve spotting on the leaves first. And on tomatoes, they're usually a pretty dark colored spot. There may be several on the leaf, and then the little leaflet will begin to turn yellow. And so fungus issues with that. Tomatoes, I think liquid copper does a really good job with that. And that's a product we carry at all of our garden centers, whether you want really the most simple way to hook onto the hose end and just spray them down with it and be done with it. Or if you have your own sprayer, we have the concentrates you can mix up and treat as well. But that's a really good fungicide for most of those vegetable diseases we're seeing, wide variety of plants it can be used on. The other one I've seen is a little trickier for some people, and they'll bring it in, or they'll tell me, you know, hey, a lot of my leaves are rolling up, especially, you know, kind of to the side or the bottom of the plant. And, you know, I always ask them, so they're rolling up like a tube, and they make almost like a tube. Yep. I said, now if you unfold it, it still looks like a regular leaf. It just is rolled up. Yep, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Well, when we see that, we know we have soils that have been wetter than the plant liked, which is not surprising with the rain, and warm weather. And it's a physical reaction to that wet, warm soil, and you'll get this tube look to it. Good thing with it, you know, as conditions change, the new leaves aren't affected from it. The other thing, the leaf is still usually green and healthy, so it's still doing its job. It doesn't really affect your yield or production or anything out of the plant. It's just a little bit unsightly when that happens, or sometimes it's a little bit alarming when you walk out there and, you know, quite a bit of the plant has that rolled up look to it. But if the leaf looks normal when you unfold it, that's that leaf rolling from the warm, wet soil.
All right, good information there on our tomato plants.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listening to the Stutzman Tillman Garden Show this morning. Thanks for listening. Again, if you have a question, 869-1330 is the number. Area code 316-869-1330. We're going to step away and get a Stutzman's update now from Ben Miller.
If your plants could talk, they'd all say Stutzman's.
Stutzman's Greenhouse.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, this is Ben Miller. Thanks for listening to today's broadcast of the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. More with Jason coming up. It's been so wonderful to receive the much-needed rain and watch our landscapes flourish this spring. On behalf of all of us at Stutzman's, I want to thank everyone who has shared our passion and the healthy lifestyle of gardening with us. Be sure and visit one of our garden centers, as each location will be featuring an in-store manager special of their choice. Get ready for these hardy summer plants coming soon that will enhance any of your area. Again, this is Ben Miller. Have a great day, enjoy this beautiful time of year, and take time for family and friends this weekend. We hope to see you soon at one of our 12 garden centers. Now back to Jason and the Home and Garden Show, brought to you by Stutzman's Greenhouse and Garden Centers. Happy savings, and come join us in a healthy lifestyle of gardening.
At Stutzman's Greenhouse, everything's green with us.
And you're listening to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show this morning. I'm Dave Wilson. Jason French is here from Stutzman's to answer your lawn and garden questions at 316-869-1330, 316-869-1330. 1330, and you can also send your question to the KNSS Facebook page. Jason, a few times over the years, I've noticed some holes in the leaves of our plants on occasion. Well, why do we get those holes sometimes?
You know, and there's a couple of different reasons, but one of the most common ones we see this time of year, it's going to be from insects, and you know, some of them going to be a larger, more regular shaped hole, and a lot of times that's going to be more like a caterpillar, or usually if they're starting at the edge of the leaf and really chewing. I've seen some grasshoppers out already on stuff, but caterpillars beginning to show their head and show a little damage from it. Caterpillars pretty easy to control. Lots of good sprays for that. The 8 that we have works really well for them, or if you're a little more organic natural bend, you know, the Captain Jack's, the dead bug works really well on caterpillar. It's a pretty easy to control. And you know, talking on caterpillars, I saw today some bagworms actually on some plants. They were only about a quarter inch long, so you know, if that's a thing that needs sprayed, we need to kill that caterpillar before it does a lot of damage. The other one I see, and I had somebody call and ask me about earlier, were small, really round holes, almost like a pin was poked through the leaf in a lot of places. And this in particular was on eggplant, but they will go on several different plants. And that's a little small, round, black beetle. They're called a flea beetle, and most of the time you don't see them, because the reason they're called flea beetles is they can jump just like fleas. And so as you start moving that leaf, they're gone. But perfectly round little hole, looks like someone stabbed a pin or a needle through there.
Oh, those pests can be so pesty. It's yeah, it's crazy. We've got a question from Holly on the KNSS Facebook page, and she's asking Jason. She says, my peonies have bloomed and now have a white powdery mildew on the leaves. What do I do?
you know, powdery mildew is pretty common, especially if we don't have good air circulation. So, you know, that's one thing we can look around with them, is there's some bushes or shrubs or things that are restricting that airflow that can be trimmed a little bit to kind of help with that. If it's particularly bad, that liquid copper I was talking about works really well on mildew. We could give them a spray with it. Nice thing, I guess you can call it a nice thing with peonies, as we get later into the summer, that foliage begins to kind of yellow and die off frequently. And once it starts doing that, it can be safely just removed and, you know, the plant will be fine. As long as it's there and green, it's adding energy back to the plant for next year's bloom. So we don't want to just cut them off as soon as they're done blooming, but if we, you know, wait till it's on its way out, it's not going to be any harm. But yeah, we do see mildew on peonies, sometimes on lilacs. Roses are another one. It almost looks like somebody took a little flower and just lightly dusted it over there. A lot of times if you rub a little bit, it looks like it comes right off. I mean, it's still on the surface, but those liquid coppers do a good job with that.
All right, Holly, thank you for your question this morning. Jason, if we're looking to plant and we're trying to determine our soil type, what are some good ways to do that?
You know, probably the best way is just to dig up a little sample and physically check it out. I mean, if it's, you know, wet it a little bit, if it seems real clumpy and thick and heavy, you know, you've got more of that clay base. If it stays, you know, fairly crumbly, that's going to be more that sandy type soil, you know, kind of help you decide what to amend. Or, you know, if we have soils that are heavier and stay wetter, there are plants that tolerate that a lot better. There's also plants that tolerate that sandier soil that is dry more frequently. So yeah, taking a little look at that will help you quite a bit. And I've known people also put a sample in just like a glass jar and cover it up with water, and you can kind of give it a shake and let it settle back out, and you can kind of see those different layers. The sandier stuff usually settles down, you know, pretty low, where your darker organic matter is slower to settle down, and that can kind of give you a little idea what's in it as well.
All right, before we go here this morning, maybe let's touch on the sale you have going on this weekend at Stutzman's.
Yeah, a lot of great deals. All that new summer stuff is in, and on those items, baskets and planters, we have buy two, get one free. And then you're also going to find, and it'll be different at whatever store is close to you that you shop at, but still have some of those managers' specials, managers' choice going on at all of our stores. So some great deals that way as well.
All right, and if somebody's got a question for you during the week about their lawn or garden, how can they get that to you?
Yeah, best way is drop me an email, and my email is the word questions at stutzmans.com. If a photo is something that's going to help, maybe IDing a little critter, be sure and attach that to it as well, and I'd be glad to get back with you.
All right, Jason, a lot of great info this week. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And thank you for listening to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. We are here every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. Hope you join us again next week. In the meantime, have a wonderful weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.